At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Wednesday, rumbling Wednesday. They're all rumbling days when we tape in the afternoon because it's rumble city down here in Southwest Florida. As you know, I think hotter up where you are, but down here we get the every single day.
We got
magnificent thunderstorms.
We got a hell of a thunderstorm yesterday when I was driving home. They, you know, when sometimes lightning flashes, but then sometimes it's like the Frankenstein line of lightning that's really impressive to
that
see.
That goes across the skyline?
Yeah. So like we were getting that.
The cloud.
Yeah. And, Mike, you will appreciate this, and something I know you miss about Washington, D.C. On the Dulles Toll Road, Expressway 267 in the rain, people were turning on their blinkers and going slow.
Well,
because of rain.
That to me, and what's ridiculous about that, if you are so confused,
yeah,
daunted by the rain, just pull over.
Yeah.
Put your flashes on and pull over. Stop it and don't do that.
Now, my wife always tells me to turn on the flashers because she says it's for visibility.
Like your own visibility?
For other people to see us.
Okay.
Because I've always had the same attitude as you guys where it's like, no, I know how to drive in rain.
Well, I think there's
it's
a law.
Not like driving
there's a law
in, snow.
In our state. I don't know about your states, but in our state, Rob, we have to put the headlights on when it's raining. And
well, based that makes
on
sense.
And based on the way people drive, because today, as I was driving down to Naples and then back to Fort Myers, mm-hmm. I experienced the superhighway early in the morning with people, you know, dangerously going to work where you
is
see people
still
coming
exciting,
up on you.
Is it still exciting, Mike, when you get to go on the super highway? Because it is super.
The super highway is scary because people are so manic. And of course, there was John Law out there, which meant people were going from 80 to 30, stopping, you know, coming to a grinding halt. And then on the way back, I was able to take the old person's road, which is the Tam Miami Trail.
I
otherwise
think it's the
known,
most clever name in the world.
Yes, based on Tampa to Miami.
Yeah.
And I was able to go on the old person's road.
Tam Miami is, Mike, that is an awkward portmanteau, but it does describe what it is.
Couldn't you put that in a good song lyric, you know? And the Tam Miami Trail, I'm sure it's been put in a song lyric.
Yeah.
I just forgot about it. But
I went to see Annie at the end of the Tam Miami.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is that similar to A1A that we have on the East Coast? Where it's just the highway that just goes up the coast?
Yeah, and it's the less challenging for some people. So when you're in a, you know, interstate mindset,
yes,
and you're on a local road, you know, situation, you get very well articulated, Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You just, you don't zoom along and it gets frustrated. But no police today. I was not pulled over by the law enforcement officials. And I will tell you that I also did not recover my driver's license. So I was unable to locate it. Deep dive into the car. Last time I had it, I was showing it to a gatehouse guard, mm-hmm. whether he has it or not. But here's the nice thing.
Yeah.
Back in my day, when you would lose a driver's license, you know, you'd have to get on your horse and ride it down to the local mercantile and do it today, all online, all, you know, and as soon as you file for a replacement driver's license, it is logged as lost. And so now if they pull you over, that goes into your permanent record chip. And so I did that and I took care of that. 25 beans, 27 if you count the convenience fee.
That's convenient.
And of course, the standard 5 to 7 days.
And did you submit a new picture or do they go to the old picture?
They go to the old picture, and the old picture, which was multiple calories ago.
I would say that you probably fill out that box pretty good in the old picture.
Yeah, and it appeared to be a hastily done photograph where...
you had urgency.
My hair was longer, and I did fill out the screen a little bit more. But I got it till, it doesn't expire until like 2030 when...
Yeah, well, really, we'll see who expires first.
So I would assume if it's 2030, when I do get it, it'll have that little ID thing in the upper
right. It should have that ID. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That you're trying. Now, I thought that Josh Soroka had recommended this television show to me, but he told me he didn't. And now I kick it over to Rob, whether Rob referred it to me or whether it was a listener or whether I saw it online.
I can only think of one show that I've recommended to you. Is it Hazel?
You mean the original?
Yeah, with Shirley Booth and Don DeFore, Whitney Blake, Bobby Buntrock, the whole cast.
I will tolerate your tardy arrivals. I will not tolerate your 50s television, as I point.
60s, and Mike, we still
really
hit the...
Really 60s? It feels like the 50s.
We hit the air at 4:15. So,
you sound like someone that I used
to know
and
I
love.
Thought about it, but, fact is, we were not late today, so... I apologize for crunching it. I don't like to be last minute, but we made it. So
you're the small talker with the with Josh. Josh and I were enjoying ourselves, so we were having a really good time. I thought he
are
recommended
you
this
yet?
Show. Huh?
Are you and Josh friends now to make me
we're
jealous?
We're getting there. Well, we're getting there.
No, when Rob's not here, we get to talk baseball.
We talk baseball. And what I was telling Josh was with our late taping schedule today, the Red Sox got postponed because of the rain, and they picked it up in the I think fourth inning, mm-hmm. and they went down by a run in the fourth inning, came back, won the game. I got to see 5 minutes before I walked into the studio, I got to see him close it out big time. Gives me a little
Excellent.
Spring in my step. And I did not have that spring in the step when I came into the domicile today. Mm. And I make no secret of the fact that I play one of America's favorite games where you hit a little white ball.
Yeah, but what is the yes? show that I might have recommended to you?
This show is called Department Q. It is a British crime series, and it is.
I don't look at British television.
What kind of stupid statement is that?
It's very factual.
What do you mean factual? It just... What, you just summarily dismiss? Because British television, by and large, especially now, is in many cases superior, light years ahead of American television quality.
Well, there was one thing I liked, but as a rule, I don't care for the accent, and what I really don't care for is on...
I don't care for the accent.
On Netflix, it makes it hard to follow sometimes.
Well, you put subtitles on.
But I don't like to read when I watch television. If I want to read, I'll get a book. But, Mike, Netflix, what they'll do is they will market
so
a movie.
So excited, Josh, to come in and talk about this and then immediately to have it poo-poo.
Mike.
Well, no.
I have the same concern. Sometimes the accent's too thick to follow.
And what do you feel about when Netflix puts a movie up and it's got like gorgeous preview and it looks exciting and thrilling and all the keywords check your boxes and you tune it in and it's a dubbed movie?
That's
what do you
totally
think of that?
Different.
Yeah, that's
okay,
different.
I really don't like that.
That is totally different.
Yes, we all hate that.
This okay, might good. Be, and by the way, one of the better shows on television, Peaky Blinders, is I found it impossible to follow without subtitles. Mm-hmm. That is not the case with Department Q. There are heavy northern British accents in it, but I will tell you something. This, when you get a surprise, and we all go home to our little ticky-tackies, and we all watch television, and I am here to tell you character development.
Mike, we don't go home. We are home.
We are home. Well, you are. I leave the house more than you do.
Yeah,
so
but you are. But you're home right now. Josh
I'm
is
home
right
now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you like to see a little bit of Department Q?
Roll the trailer, please.
Yes, please.
Aren't you supposed to ask me some questions?
How about how your best friend was shot in front of you? And you think that it's your fault?
Is this some new kind of therapy?
We are here today to announce a new department aimed specifically at tackling cold cases. At the helm of this new department will be Detective Chief Inspector Carl Mork.
My own department? Just me. Well, I need a car.
No, we can't just give you a car. This isn't The Price is Right.
Well, I understand you're reopening the Lingard case.
She was the most rueful person I've ever met. I hope you never find her.
I've seen too many cases like this.
That's a good pedigree.
Someone's there one day, gone the next.
Who are you?
I'm your new assistant. Is this some kind of joke, yeah?
Very, eager.
She's code for pain in the arse.
Oh, you two should get along wonderfully then.
How many episodes?
All right, that's enough. I have to tell you, for the quality of the show, a horrible trailer. Horrible trailer. I know why I delayed Washington.
Yeah.
Good.
It got
Let
my
me tell you,
too.
Character development. When you, the whole key, I think, and I know nothing about it. I'm not a Hollywood person who knows about how it's crafted, how to write a screenplay, how to write a script. But all I know is what I see, and when I look at it, almost like I would look at a good book, the development of the characters. Writing characters that you immediately have a strong opinion about and just right out of the gate.
You're selling me with that argument.
Rob, here's the cool thing about it.
All right.
You turn on, I guess they call it the pilot, but it's the first episode.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think you get a quicker hook set than this show. Never seen it. That's great.
Still, they talk like they're better than me, and I don't care for that.
Okay, well, they are.
But
there
you know
are nine
what?
Episodes.
Nine episodes. And yep. You know what? It actually, to me, it looks like a typical American detective procedural knocked up three notches. So
it's better acting. It's a better storytelling, and certainly 1,000% better writing. And when they can squeeze a little comedy into it as well, I'm all in. And it's and the thing is too, because I'm a simple man, it is so simply crafted where it's not overwhelming to track with what's really going on. A little flashback action, which they do to kind of develop the stories. I'm all in. I got excited about this.
I will watch it tonight.
Me too.
I'll check it out.
Run, don't walk to that show. It just was a lot of fun.
What does the Q stand for? Is there a character
I don't
Q?
Know. It's something maybe to do with where they stick the guy in the police department because it's not nice. And you'll see that if you watch that show. But I really get into that. And, you know, I also get into my favorite sport. And I realized how sexist I am where – this time of year, 4th of July sales are everywhere, and our furniture, like everybody's furniture, has gotten to a point. If you came in, if I was to show you, and I won't because I'm embarrassed, if I showed you a photograph of my Archie Bunker chair, it's pretty much in tatters now. It is not.
I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but
it's
it looked
pretty
nice
banged
when
up.
I saw it.
But
yeah.
It's pretty banged
up. But is
up
it comfortable? And,
it is comfortable to a point, but I wouldn't say it's anything close to the most comfortable furniture I've had.
The dad in Frasier now. You've got your ugly recliner.
My ugly recliner. That is about to change.
Oh.
And we go into the go room store. Is that what it's called? Go rooms.
Rooms to go.
Oh, I thought it was Rooms Togo, and they had African furniture.
Togo furniture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go rooms. So we go to the store. Go. They got a 4th of July sale. And they being the fact that, you know, we are, Carl and I, just slowly creeping towards being destitute. When you got 55 months.
Yeah.
You know, and you can just.
To finance a chair?
You can throw caution to the wind and have your tiny little payment with no interest, and that's it.
It's like a car payment.
But a fraction of what you would pay for an automobile, and then it's over, and you're not out the
$14 payment for 55 months?
I don't know what it is, but let me tell you.
Here's this. Sale.
It is. So I'm online last night. We went by probably 2-3 weeks ago. And they said, wait till to see if the price comes down for the 4th of July sale, which is what the salesman said. Duh, it didn't. And it was still
what
a good price.
Jerk.
I do it online.
Well, they some recliners on sale. Buy one, get one 50% off. You can get two.
Oh, for one for me, Carla.
Or one for storage for when you wear out the first.
In all of retail.
Yes.
The buy one, get one 50% off. I would like to say, on behalf of consumers everywhere, blow me.
Wow.
That's the worst deal.
It is absolutely, whoever came up with buy one, get one 50% off can kiss my Irish ass. If you're going to have a sale, have a sale and reduce the price of what you are selling. Because it doesn't do me any good. What are you doing? You get that. I'll give that to you at a discount if you buy it twice.
Mike, instead of rooms to go, it's rooms BOGO. It's buy one, get one.
I think with buy one, get one free, that's a different
deal. Well, groceries, that's a good deal.
Yes, BOGO is not buy one, get one 50% off. BOGO is in the grocery store, buy one, get one free, right?
Yeah you're right.
Isn't that what it normally is?
Is this a brand of recliner, or does Rooms to Go make their own, or where are you at on that? Because, you know, a recliner is not only...
Stop with the recliner. I'm not doing a recliner. What do they call it? Not a sofa either. It's a connected... what do they call them?
Sectional.
They call them something.
Like a
sectional?
A sectional?
Smaller sectional. We need more room out there. You guys have been in my house. You know my house is taken up by that big couch.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got a sectional already.
So. Yeah, right. Sectional, and Carla hates it. And it's had its issues as the dogs and time has gone on. Mm-hmm. So we go in and I'm like, okay. And it's like, oh, and by the way, he said something like 55 months. I'm like, I'm not going to finance.
Same salesman as the guy that sent you away before?
No, but it's there. It's a promotion. He said, I'm not going to finance. He said, well, it's not, there is no finance fee. I said, oh, all right, well, I'll do that. So I do it online last night after we confirmed that there is not going to be any further discount. And I guess I made a clerical error. I think maybe this is the beginning of the end, because I'm really losing my mind between losing driver's licenses and not realizing until the police pull you over, and then finishing a transaction where you were, you know, going to do it over 55 months, and then finding out they took all your money right up front and you didn't fill it out right, and your wife. But even with that,
There's some small print on your 55 months interest refinance.
Yeah, there's a 2% charge.
There's a 2% charge.
Yeah, there's a two. But that's
so when they say
SOP,
no financing, it's financing.
It's a convenience fee. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Even with all of this, I have a prime directive, and I'm saying this now.
Yes.
Even though my wife is in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it too loud because
sure,
I'm
keep it down. Keep it on the DL.
What was that? Was that my wife making
something that sound, in my kitchen?
Your kitchen?
No, I think Kelly's making dinner.
Your wife's home too. Robbie's your wife. Yeah. Is your wife home?
She's on her. Yes. She texted me. She's on her way. So let's get this done quick.
Let me get this out of the way,
please.
Before they're all home at the same time. All right. No matter what the problem is, if it's not bleeding, if someone's not dying.
Yes.
I don't need to know about it when I'm out on the golf course, okay? I don't need to know.
Oh, okay.
I don't need to know.
I was wondering how you're going to get back to golf.
I don't need to know.
Mm-hmm.
When that is my sanctuary, it is my cathedral, it is where my problems go to die. The only problems I care about out there or the next shot. That's what I care about. I don't care. I don't. So when I'm having, I'm not going to say it's the round of my life, but when I'm having a round of golf that is special.
Yeah.
And suddenly I get, and I see 30 minutes ago. She knows where I am. And so when she calls, it must be important.
Sure.
And then I pick up the phone and it's, filled it up, I've got to go to work. I can't deal with you. And I'm like, well, can you keep your voice down? I think they can actually hear you through the phone. And I get off the phone.
Right.
I get off the phone.
First of all, do you get the fourth? You're running out of time.
Do you get grief from your player friends when you get the call from your wife?
No,
it's obviously a call from your wife.
Because okay, I know how to do it when they're not around. I do it when there's an opportunity to do it, and I'm far enough away from them that I can do it. At the same time, I get off the phone. My heart rate is elevated. Mm-hmm. There is a real attitude that, you know, and also a reminder that I am not working at this particular time and she is. So I get that tone.
Sure.
And then I get the, you did this and I did not, and you didn't do it the right way. And it's like,
this next shot's going to be great when you line up on that tee.
Yeah. I explode. I melt down. I turn into the chopper of choppers, and I am not able to.
What hole is this?
I will say 13 or 14.
Just enough to totally wreck around.
Just enough to, for my money, pay the bet where I was the man who had. We're playing one group of guys, four guys. That's all that was playing. And we're doing a bet between all four, and it adds up or it subtracts. And it usually $5 exchange hands. That's what it ultimately between the pushing and
Do you offer financing when you get paid?
I wish I did.
55 months.
Oddly enough, the amount that I had to pay these the one guy today was probably the same amount I'll pay a month for that furniture.
You know, that's lucky in a way.
And not enough holes left to calm down.
Not enough holes left to calm down. And on the very last hole, where the guy that was driving me around, my buddy Gary, was coming over to look for my ball in the swamp. And I'm like, no, thank you. And then, I got to run. I got to put this fire out at home.
Yeah.
I got to do this. I'm like, and I am barely getting through without being a total I am really that upset. I am so mad because this call has now, you know, my half of the day. My quarter of the day at best.
Exactly.
My quarter of the day where it's my time has been pretty well thrown off the rails. But I still am adhering to the prime directive of listening to you know who and getting to my car as soon as possible and jumping in and then putting there it is.
Right. No need to find your ball. It's back home.
Right.
It's in the swamp. It's
I'm going home. By the way, the reason I didn't want to continue playing is I had lost. This is a rarity for me. I had lost all of the golf balls that I brought for the day.
Mike,
how many of those were
lost
after hole 13?
That's sad.
Four.
That's a lot.
I brought five golf balls, and I lost the last. Well, I lost one early in the round, but I recovered from it, and then I lost the last four.
I know you're not going to go after the ones in the swamp. Were any of them? Did any of them go swimming, as they say?
Yep. Hello. This is Mike's golf ball. No, or they should all be there. Hello. We're Mike's golf balls. We're Mike's golf balls. We're having a great time today. I am just in. Look, do I realize these are first world problems? Do I realize how lucky a person I am?
Yes.
More than you will
of
ever
course.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
I am blessed with this life. I truly am. But I get in the car. I say I barely say goodbye. It's just thanks, guys. Have fun, and they're all going off to go. Hey, let's buy a beer with Mike's money. And so they anyway. So I leave and I call. Answers the phone. She calls me.
Oh, okay.
Phone rings. And this is how I answer the phone. Hello. And she says, and the mood has changed.
Oh, good. Mood has changed.
And I am told, I fixed it. Everything's fine. I took care of it. And I'm like, oh, really?
She That's said, not yeah, what you want to hear at this point.
She said, I texted you about an hour ago. Texted me.
Oh.
Well, I wasn't going anywhere near my phone after that. And it was, that's the way it was. And I really haven't even addressed this until now, but I needed to vent. And I'm sure she may be listening. But
the cost of this is your golf round. It is nice that, I mean, I don't want to play devil's advocate
here. I have many quarters of the day like this. I enjoy, and by the way, quarter of a half, right? Quarter of a half a day, right? It's about 4 hours.
So an eighth of a day?
It's an eighth of a day. It's an eighth of a day.
That's okay.
Thank you for the math. I appreciate that.
A quarter of
right
a half.
On top of it.
Yeah. And but then I got myself in a better frame of mind to come home because I had the little man to take care of. And he wanted to go to Bass Pro Shops. Because
two questions
of his grift, he wanted to spend some of his grifted money.
Two questions before we move on to the pro shop.
Yes.
Does this mean you're going to be without a recliner now? Are you getting rid of the recliner and replacing it with the sectional?
Let me put it to you this way. I realize that the only thing I have to do now is return to the transaction and do it correctly this time. When the people from the church remove the furniture,
you're getting Josh to do it?
The recliner will be brought out to the street. The church people saw a picture of my recliner.
Oh, and declined it?
And declined it.
That's it. Did you check in
the recliner? It works perfectly well. It just looks like crap.
Okay, follow up. Did you look in your recliner for your driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, and it wasn't there.
Right.
Now, also, the other problem I have, is there a recliner in the sectional? A lot of them
yes.
on the Oh, okay, so you're good.
Yes.
Okay, my other question, and maybe you can offer something that makes sense.
Why By the way, I wouldn't shop at this furniture store if Shaquille O'Neal didn't endorse it.
Mike. Why do
I'm a rube? I don't care who knows it. You know I've always been like this when it comes to furniture, Rob. I don't
Value
buy quality.
City.
I buy cheap.
Yeah.
I always have.
I have to know, why do they finance something for 55 months? Because it's not 4 years. It's not 4.5 years.
Anybody that offers me, anything like that, we usually take advantage. We
yes,
take
it's
advantage.
It's a peculiar amount of time.
Yep.
It's because it's
promotion.
The rest of this year and then 4 years.
Would be my guess. Thank you, Josh. Very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you repay it anytime, no penalty.
So Stalkup Furniture also offered no penalty financing, but it closed in 1989.
And you had like name brand stuff, really quality
Thomasville,
stuff. Thomasville,
Broyhill, Haywood Wakefield, Sly. Beautiful, beautiful.
Sly.
Furniture.
Hey, yeah. Sly. Hey, we got a great chair for you right here. There you go,
Mike,
Sly.
What
Sly
you would have
furniture.
Loved, we yeah. were a licensed dealer for Lazy Boy.
Yes.
And
so is the to-go company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Do they have the 10-4-26?
I don't know, but they got Lazy Boy.
Okay. I like Lazy Boy
That's
still better than
That's the name of Rob's studio.
What, 10-4 Lazy Boy?
Lazy Boy.
I got my sectional off of Facebook Marketplace.
Like from another family?
Yeah, from another family.
Did it
have
any griblies on it?
It doesn't?
No, I did a very good job cleaning it before. Like, you know how you got to put the sectional together. So we cleaned it very well before putting it together.
I got
Does
my
it
sectional
bother you that
when my Uncle George died.
How long ago was that?
4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it bug you at all that you're sitting on somebody else's fart sack?
No, because online it was $6,000 to $7,000, and I paid $200.
Wow.
Was it leather or fabric?
It is leather.
That's a good deal.
And
with
kids leather,
and dogs?
Is it
pleather? It is real leather.
Pleather.
Is it a Temu sofa?
Temu.
Is it black or brown?
It is
or
brown.
Cream. Ah, brown.
It is brown.
I love it.
Used a nice leather polish to bring its shine back when it came over. It's very
God,
happy
that sounds
with it.
Fun.
Fascinating.
Furniture is fun. So out it goes. And we're very excited, but I have to redo the whole thing.
It's just
tonight.
A shame you don't live in Manassas anymore, because that would be a great thing to put out on the curb to see how long it lasts.
It really would.
That's
it
a,
really
that's
would.
A
and,
really
you know,
great score.
And that's back when I wasn't in one of these ticky-tacky gated things they have all over Florida. And so you could really just put it out on the street. And we would do that at the old house and on the show. We would put it out specifically. We would put the old crib out on the street at the beginning of the show And we had some amazing record. Like, it was 45 seconds.
Yeah, it was like the first person who drove by. It was fascinating.
And then home, picked up my kid, and it was off to the fishing store because he was going to use his new windfall of money to buy his fishing lures.
That 55 months will get you until February 2nd, 2030.
So I'll be dead.
Yeah. It'll last the rest of your life.
I wonder if we'll both be dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
To answer that question. So, I am not. So there was a time in my life where I cared about fishing. There was a time in my life where I cared about fishing down here. My son cares about it a great deal right now. I do not share that. So for me.
Did one incident sour you as an angler?
Nope. It's just where I live now. I don't have a place that I can conveniently do it. So when I accompany my son to the Fish and Magician store, it is the same feeling I used to get when he was a little bitty, and they would drag you to the toy store. Remember the toy aisle how tedious that could be, where they're looking for 45 minutes at everything. It's the same thing now, only it's plastic.
When you got to the dealership, did you see Gil Fisher, the fishing musician?
I did not. I did not have the pleasure. But I did allow him to buy a fishing knife. Which is razor sharp.
I should have one of those in my studio. Yeah.
He's going to be 12. He's fishing.
Is it a pocket knife?
It's a knife that's like camo, and it's got a sheath, and it pulls out of a sheath, and it's like a filleting knife.
For like descaling?
Descaling, gutting, murdering your parents, something
like that. I enjoy wandering around the Bass Pro Shops.
Right.
I'm not a fisherman, but I'll let him look at the fishing stuff, and I wander around, check out the fish tank. They've got some decent furniture there. You can just relax and sit.
Don't you like the hats?
They do have a nice hat section.
Don't you like the hats? Tell the truth. You like the hats that say hands off of my guns. Come on. Tell the truth.
Well, they do have a very lovely gun section.
Guns off of my hands. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I have a store that's like that really doesn't apply to me, but I love browsing, and it's Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
I enjoy Tractor Supply as well. Completely different store.
What's the store that sells chickens?
That's it.
Tractor Supply.
Yeah, but in the back, you can buy like chickens. Right?
I got an email last week. It says, the ducks are here.
Oh, there you go.
But you have to buy two. You can't buy just one. You need to take them in pairs.
And you raise those to eat, right?
That you can eat, yes. Exactly.
But is that what they're for primarily, right? Yeah. They're not for pets.
Well, if you buy chickens you can lay eggs with, and then, you have your eggs. But I think that there's two different – you have to not work the chicken if you're going to eat it. You have to let it live a lazy life.
I love the cute little chicks that they sell. I think it's adorable that they bring in the baby ducks. I go right to the Komodo dragon section. That's the one I like to have.
Mike, do you love little baby ducks?
I love a tribute to. Are you familiar, Josh? Are you familiar with an artist, country artist from back in the day, referred to as Tom T. Hall?
I am not familiar with Tom
T. I love little baby ducks.
It's a beautiful song.
Old pickup trucks, and then I used to change the lyrics. Is it tomatoes in the rain? And pain.
Pain.
That was not the real.
No, it's not.
That was and when he says the hook, which is and I love you too.
Yeah.
He flats on that note. You can actually hear he does not have perfect pitch.
Do you when you were a country jock, was Tom T. Hall happening?
Yeah.
Then?
I played it. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, there was also famous, no auto tune back then.
No.
That's right.
So he couldn't hit it.
He didn't rely on that. He didn't rely. Are you looking for it? Are you trying to find it right now?
I am.
I love little baby ducks. It's a great, great hit. Bay Country 103. Good afternoon. Here's Tom T. Hall.
I love little baby ducks.
Isn't that beautiful? Old pickup trucks.
Old pickup trucks.
Right.
Slow moving trains.
Trains.
Yes.
And rain.
And rain.
Rain.
Okay, that's enough. There it is. That's it. Yes.
Where do you rank him? Give him a letter grade as a country singer.
Where Do I Rank It? He had another hit. What was his other hit? He had one other hit, I think.
That's the only one I have, I think.
Tom T. Hulse. I give him a good solid 2.5, Rob.
Well, no, I'm looking for a letter grade. So, like, is that a C plus?
Oh, we'll give him a C plus.
Yeah. Like, George Jones would be an A.
George Jones says, wrote my favorite country song of all time. He Stopped Loving Her Today. That's greatest country song.
That's a funny song.
It is not a funny song, and it's one of the greatest songs ever recorded. And don't you poo-poo me.
I will not poo-poo you.
No. That is really, really a wonderful
song. What about Our Lady with the red hair?
Reba?
Country, yes.
I couldn't tell you a Reba hit. I could not tell you a Reba hit.
I can't think of one either. Yeah. Maybe the theme song to her show.
I can tell you my favorite country artists. They're it's a small group. It's a small.
All right.
George Jones. I love Johnny Cash as well. I like Merle Haggard. I like the old classic guys,
mm-hmm.
and I like David Allan Coe. I kind of like that outlaw feel.
Can
that
you
they have.
Can you count Ricky Skaggs as a country artist, or is he more bluegrass associated?
The problems with Ricky Skaggs are multifold.
Oh dear,
is he's not a pure country artist, and he was a dick when I saw him live.
How was he a dick? I remember that you went
to see him at the casino down here, and he was dickish. He was really not into it, and he was angry, and he was short with the audience. And, you know, when you're a musical performer, that's just not kosher.
No,
that's
you're right.
not. But as far as musicianship, yeah. absolutely. There's a new guy. Have I mentioned him on the show? There's a guy named Billy Strings.
Yeah.
And Billy Strings is kind of the heir apparent to that bluegrass kind of music, and he is absolutely a virtuoso.
But his name sounds like he's a character on The Sopranos.
He sounds like a little kid they're going to bring out on the Wayne Newton show. but that's neither here nor there. Let's move on, shall we? We've got full show for you, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what we do. The Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
That's what we do here at TMOS headquarters. We have full, vibrant shows for your entertainment. That's why I want you to share this episode. I want you to smash that like button. I want you to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com because that's why we're here and we care for you. And we care if you do that. And by the way, I want to mention one thing as we move on here that I am now drinking a brand new flavor from our friends at Liquid IV.
Yum.
This is Arctic Raspberry.
Oh my gosh, I haven't gotten mine yet. I was telling Robert about this today, and he said,
man,
Dad, that sounds great. I said, it does sound great. So what letter grade do you give that?
A plus.
Absolutely.
This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. It's peak hydration season, and Liquid IV is the perfect companion for your hottest summer plans. If you visit liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout, that's good for 20% off your first order. Zang.
Yes.
They've just launched an exhilarating new flavor, and I'm drinking it right now. And by the way, it's got a little blue tint to it. It's called Arctic Raspberry. Think of it. It's like the coldest raspberry ever that you could drink. Plus, Liquid IV has amazing sugar-free solutions powered by Live Hydroscience for smart hydration. Just one stick, 16 ounces of water. Hydrates better than water alone. I had the white peach earlier today. I drink it every day. Drink lots of this stuff. It has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free, and it tastes so good. Grab a stick. Start sipping no matter what your summer brings. Tear, pour. Don't laugh at your own copy.
I'm reading
that is
it.
Not
I'm laughing,
professional.
I'm laughing at your read, and that is professional.
Tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV, treat yourself. Extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody. Oh, let me tell you something, folks. The money man, and I'm not talking about Eddie Money, but I will tell you this, that money and the judicial system go together like pancakes and syrup.
Mmm, that sounds
you
great.
You got money. You got money. You're not going to have to do the stretch. That's just the way I look at it. If you've got a bankroll, I think you are going to walk. That's what Diddy did. Yeah. Mogul Sean Diddy Combs is likely to serve months, not years, behind bars in what may be the most expensive prostitution trial in American history. That's what experts said after the stunning verdict this morning. The 55-year-old rapper will probably get a much lighter sentence than the 20 years maximum he faces for his two prostitution charge convictions stemming from shipping escorts across state lines. The disgraced entrepreneur had faced life in prison if convicted on the most serious counts, which went away, good lawyers.
Amazing that they're just gone like that.
The convictions for interstate transportation for purposes of prostitution likely will lead to a sentence that will be measured in months, not years. The starting point under U.S. sentencing guidelines will be a sentencing range of 15 to 21 months. He has already served 10 months in the Huskow, and so he's
are
not
they applying
spend
that
much time.
Towards the new
oh,
sentence?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
God.
Out by Christmas.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't have time to tell the whole joke, Mike, but the punchline is transporting gulls over state lions for immortal porpoises.
Yeah, that's an old joke.
Yeah, it's a very old joke.
I'm glad you remember the punchline, and I'm
thank you.
Really, really glad you didn't share the whole joke with us. No, go ahead. Share the joke. Go ahead.
No.
Mike, line.
I will call you. I'll call you tonight and tell you the
Do
joke.
Do you remember the straight line?
Yeah. It is that a guy has these porpoises, and in order for them to live forever,
yes,
he has to feed them seagulls.
Right.
It's sort of a weird thing he discovered that these seals will continue, these porpoises
seagulls.
Will live to forever if they
right.
eat seagulls.
They will become immortal.
But the problem is that they are surrounded by a cage of lions that are sitting still waiting for somebody to try to feed and break into these porpoises.
Caged lions become state lions.
Yes, and so what he did is he put a ladder from the fence to the tank.
Immortal porpoises becomes illegal purposes.
Right, and so what he did is he transported gulls over stayed lions for immortal porpoises.
You going to tell that one at dinner tonight, Josh?
Oh, yeah. I'll translate it to I'll update it with the alligator Alcatraz or whatever they're calling that thing down here.
Oh, big we'll thing. Come down. Yeah. Why don't your boys come down for a visit? He's really proud of it, and we can go over and see where, all these dangerous criminals
show.
Are being. Yeah, next live show. We'll do it from the alligator Alcatraz, which, by the way, duh! All you have to do is just you get that kind of name, and it's going to go. It's what everybody's talking about, alligator Alcatraz.
What is it? I've not heard of alligator Alcatraz.
It's a detention center for illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
And,
oh, okay. It has nothing to do with
alligators. But it's in the same place
then.
That we would have built a shopping mall.
Yes,
but everyone wants to jump on the alligator angle.
Sure, because because you want to create that image of people that are different, surrounded by dangerous reptiles that can eat them. Isn't that great, though?
Do they have seagulls?
No, they don't. I'm sorry to disappoint
well,
you.
Well, then it sucks.
I know, totally sucks. It's time to start worrying about Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I always do.
He posted some pictures on Monday where he is just living his life, apparently, and the internet decided that he looks too thin. at least waif-like anyway, right?
Yeah, he was a fat kid, though. I do like bringing that up.
Was he a fat kid?
Chubby kid, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. It was the first picture what does it say? It was the first picture more than any of the others that freaked people out. So the first one shows he's standing outside.
Excellent writing.
Yeah. It was the first picture more than any of the others that freaked people out. Duh. There it is. That's the one.
He looks like an old man.
Yeah.
He doesn't look 50. Sickly. He looks old.
He's 50 years old.
I'd like to spend a week that skinny just to see what it's like.
He's standing outside on a deck with his hands in his pockets, as you see right here. There are other photos.
Masturbating.
There are other photos in the batch.
I think it's the belt. Do you think that belt used to be on one end and now he's got all that extra?
No, it's one of those woven. It's one of those woven belts. The style goes back to when I was in high school. You're supposed to let it flop down like that.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I don't know.
It's the arms that get me.
Well, it's just the arms that he's got skinny arms and he's got kind of a caved in chest, but I think he's always been. But yeah, his face looks thin. And does he maybe
have
a little.
Feed him.
See, maybe have a 2-day growth of beard there, maybe a little
bit.
A little gray beard. That
or the beard stayed still and his face shrunk and that's pushed the whiskers out.
People are saying he looks frail and gaunt, and some are wondering that if he's taking, quote, skinny drugs. That's Department Q. A so-called source. There you go. There's always a source.
It's Kelly Ripa.
Says Ryan is perfectly healthy, but he doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't do that. Hasn't done that.
I know,
show
but
for
she
years.
Would love to say bad things about him, don't you think?
Did they part unamicably?
I think everyone who parts with Kelly Ripa parts inamicably. I think she's not fun.
That's
to
everyone
work with.
That parts with me, Rob. A so-called source says, you haven't left yet. A source says Ryan is perfectly healthy, but he did start a new workout routine and it has created a visible change in his appearance. He's 50 years old.
Meanwhile, Brian Dunkelman weighs 290 pounds.
That was the original American Idol guy, right?
Yeah, the co-host.
The guy that got totally screwed back
there. Yeah, they were basing it on the British pop idol, and they had like a idol. They had like a comedic team. And so they started American Idol with a team, and then they got rid of Dunkelman.
In all the years that I've been doing little news on this show, there is never a story that I let go by that has any type of ranking of American states. If there is any
ranking of American states,
mm-hmm. I will grab it. I love it. It just makes me happy for some reason, and I sure hope I can share a little of that happiness with you.
Great.
Millions of people will celebrate America this weekend, or at least parts of it. A new poll for Independence Day looked at all 50 states to see which ones are the most and least popular overall. They asked 2,000 people if they mostly have positive or negative feelings about each state. And, I'll let you guess. What do you think the most popular state in America is?
I'm going to guess based on population and reputation, not so much recently, but overall, I will guess California.
I'm going to give you the buzzer on that, even though it's not my quiz.
Okay, well, I got it wrong.
You're incorrect. Josh, would you like to hazard a guess?
New York.
Nice effort. No, it is.
You know
not
what I
New
was
York.
Hoping Josh would guess? I was hoping he'd guess Wyoming.
Think about it for a second. All right. Let me. I'll put it this way: if you wanted to pick a state where you were going to live the rest of your days and money was no matter, and you wanted to live somewhere that was just beautiful,
Florida?
No.
West Virginia.
No.
It's out west, they'd say, then. Is it like Colorado? Is it
No, I want to be up in the mountains away from everyone.
Well, how about an island paradise?
Hawaii!
There it is! Yes!
Of course!
Thank you. It's Hawaii. Americans are over four times more likely to have positive feelings about Hawaii than negative ones, followed closely by Alaska. And then the wild card, Montana, Big Sky, Montana.
Ah, yeah.
A state that I was disappointed in.
Well, because you don't have a huge mansion there.
Well, I was disappointed because I thought Big Sky, Yellowstone, thought it, and it was out there and it was just like kind of a lot of little small towns that reminded me of Manassas. that's it.
Why you loved it. Where's Mike? Where is Mississippi?
Thank you. Really, way to just charge to the kicker. I guess I didn't have any need to bury the lead with that. God almighty. The rest of the top 10 are North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Arizona, and Maine.
Okay.
The Pine Tree State. I love that. There it is. The least popular states, Alabama, California, believe it or not, was voted least popular.
So I had a really good guess.
Mississippi is on there, but there's no need to see.
It seems like those, the most popular ones are the ones you think of where you go to relax.
Yeah.
Or just go out and be peaceful.
Well, I've always heard the cost of living in Hawaii is prohibitive, so it's difficult.
It is.
But I've known people who have lived in Hawaii for long periods of time, and, you know, it's spectacular. Been to Hawaii. It's a gorgeous place
to go. My Uncle Bruce lived there for 30 years and then came to Florida.
Spectacular and, like, died right away, right?
I mean, No. Right, he lived in Florida for, like, 5 or 6 years. Then he died.
Then the alligator.
The alligator got him, man. Alligator Alcatraz. There you
Thanks for your sympathy, folks.
Exposure to air pollution, other contaminants, and traditional herbal medicines may be contributing to the development of lung cancer in people who have little or no history of smoking. That's according to a new study. Contact with these substances can be linked to the same genetic mutations that are associated with smoking and that promote lung cancer development, according to the study published Wednesday in Nature magazine, I guess. That's Nature. It's a website or a magazine? I don't know. Nature. I think it sounds like a magazine. Even as tobacco use has plunged in many parts of the world, lung cancer in individuals who have never smoked is proportionally on the rise. That's according to research. The effects, they noted, are particularly pronounced in women of Asian ancestry and are more prevalent in East Asia than in Western nations. Would that be due to more pollution in those areas?
Couldn't help, I know.
I don't know, but that's it. They say, you know, so all those people that say, and he never smoked, it's not necessarily directly attributable to smoking now because less people are smoking today. And finally, we leave you today with a medical clinic in Scotland. They are asking local residents to stop bringing in, quote, inappropriate or unsolicited urine samples.
Ew.
What? The Satoun, it's S-A-L-T-O-U-N surgery. That's
okay.
It's, you know, it's like Scotland. It's that weird. Satoun surgery in Fraserburgh, Aberdeenshire, on Wickshire, on Haggis Avenue. They said on social media that doctors and medical staff at the clinic have been inundated with a high volume of unsolicited urine samples, often in non-medical households, household containers, rather.
Gross.
Instead of sterile sample containers.
Mm-hmm.
This is their statement. Please be advised that we are no longer able to accept urine samples unless they've been specifically requested by the practice. This change is necessary due to the high volume. Well, I would walk 500 miles just to drop my pee off in a milk carton to 500.
Gross milk carton.
That affects, he says, it affects our ability to provide timely care to all patients. And there's one more significant drawback to these being dropped off at our facility.
What's the drawback?
The floors are so sticky.
Gross.
Yes, sticky floors. Ew, I got a sticky floor and a turtle head poking out.
I understand the police in the town, Mike, are making this their number one priority.
Yes, numero uno, like pee. Before we move on, I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's called Pesty.
I love it.
They are called bugs for a reason, because they bug you. Get
it's true.
I hate their noise. I hate their stupid bug faces. Summertime is bug time. If you've got bugs, you need Pesty. Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy. It only takes a few minutes to apply. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions. You can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, including scorpions. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. No questions asked. Pesty's the bestie. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's P-E-S-T-I-E.com for Pesty/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Beat it, insect scram.
I think you should just write a short jingle for Pesty that involves the spelling. I think that would be great.
Oh, my uncle was a Westie, and now he uses Pesty. No more hits for the mafia. Anyway, I don't know what I'm doing. It's just
P-E-S-T-I-E-S. Pesty kills the most bugs.
Scram bugs. It's a stupid show. We never said it's anything else. By the way, share the episode and smash that like button.
How
hard? That text on the screen you keep reading, Mike,
has
been there for months.
I just noticed it today.
I assumed so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I made my screen bigger. I'm an idiot. I really am. I am an idiot. I want to talk about Rob's nose robots.
Oh, great.
Does this have to do with cocaine? He's reaching for a prepared
text.
Is
that a new toy?
I don't know.
Who has suffered among us with nasal infections and sinus issues and allergies and even colds? It's horrible, right?
Everybody in the world has probably.
What? So you've never had a cold?
No, but you get like nasal infections and sinus infections every other week.
No, but once that a year about.
Now I'm worried we're going to see you clean your nose on the show.
Oh, I've done that already.
This isn't like a neti pot again, is
no,
it?
No, Mike. So nasty. Researchers in China have a new way to treat sinus infections. They shoot tiny robots up your nose.
Like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah, they're called nanobots because they're so tiny. Microbots, you can see them under a normal microscope, but, Mike, they
you
are
can
small.
Or can't see them?
You can. They are smaller than a speck of dust and thinner than a human hair, and these robots are programmed to wipe out bacteria.
How does it work?
They shoot them up your nose.
Can you use them anywhere else?
What with what in a medical
setting?
Well, hold on. I mean, like when they shoot them up your nose, is it in water? Is it in saline or how does it work?
It is in a solution, and they shoot it up your nose.
Like
they
a
say
liquid
they
solution that is mm-hmm. shot into your nose, like
and
a,
they will
nasal
fight
spray.
Sinus infections. And Mike, because I guess it's not clear about this because it's in a fluid, it will also fight bladder infections. For 5 to 10 years, little robots swimming around in your body fighting infections. And they say when you want to get them all out of your body, just blow your nose.
Wait, I have so many questions.
No, you lost me at the bladder.
Okay.
How do you blow it out of your nose if it's helping your bladder?
This I can't explain. I can't explain this.
You're talking not about the bladder. You're talking about the nose with blowing your nose.
Look at them. They're cute.
That's the picture on the news story.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't trust China at all, even though I buy my golf shoes from them.
Yeah.
I don't trust them, and I wouldn't trust that would help, you know? And I mean, that would bug me if it was in my nose. It would bug me even more if it was down near my ding-a-ling.
I think that it's, I think it's probably a long way off, but I would try it. But do you think there's going to be people that say if they get the nose bugs that Bill Gates is controlling them? Or mining data?
There would be a mind control thing.
Why do the robots need eyes?
So they can see the bacteria, Josh. Easy question.
How long was the article?
Not long. It was brief.
Okay.
But would you think that an internal robot is science going that direction? And how much would
100%.
It bother you? Yeah. Would you use it, though?
Robotics are used in medicine now on a regular basis.
But like a robot surgery. That lives inside you?
I see. We have drones. We have, I mean, there's nothing to tell me. I think it's forward thinking, but I think that you would, you know, you'd want to obviously have it tested. Are they really putting this into practice? Have they experimented on human beings yet? That's probably not in the article.
It uses a magnetic field to attract the particles and pull in the particles. And it says it gets inserted by a catheter.
Into your bladder.
For the bladder side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't have to travel down there.
And it's the bladder ones that stay in your system for 5 years?
Well, I imagine you could pee them out, though, right?
I don't know. These are, you know,
There's only
this
one
passing
mention.
This is once again your
mention.
Brother, you bringing the story in, and then your brother does all the research on the show.
It's a very
so
long article with not many pictures.
Okay, Mike, so it's not. That's because you know why that is? Because it's China, and they don't want you to know because they're probably making the whole thing up.
And every picture is like a stock footage of someone blowing their nose. It's not, I'm not seeing like real. They say you can see it under a telescope or a magnifying glass.
All right.
But that's not a magnifying glass. That's like some AI image.
Yeah, that's not real.
So I don't see any real images.
Oh, I think
that
was taken from a Chinaman.
You can't say that.
You can't say Chinaman.
What does it matter with you?
I don't know. It's making me laugh.
The Chinese researchers say that it'll be
ready. That was taken off of Temu. You can get it on Temu. You can get the serum on Temu.
The robots?
Temu, come to your house, drop it off from one of their American warehouses, and you shoot it up your nose.
How much is shipping?
Shipping is $16.95, and they will give you a free pair of golf shoes.
Mike, they say, the researchers say,
and
this will be
holder.
Ready to go in 5 years. So in 2030, we're going to have nose full of robots.
All right.
It has currently just been proven in a lab, and they have not done clinical trials yet. And clinical trials are still years away.
Sign me up. I'm all in.
I would be concerned about one thing.
Yep.
They'd spray it up your nose, it would bore into your brain, and you would be a robot. And you would kill people for the big machine.
And then how you would talk? Well, you would go, robot.
Robot. Wish I had my thing available, but it's covered with hilarious copy. Let's move on, gentlemen.
Okay, but I'm ready for a nose full.
It'll be available around the time your couch is paid off.
Yes, yeah. And so I won't be here anyway, so it really it doesn't
You'll
matter.
You'll be here because the robots will save you.
You know what will be here, and it'll be just around the corner, and it'll be like in no time. It's the big TMOS cocktail party, the big fireworks cocktail party,
yes.
The day after the 4th of July. America's birthday is Friday. Be sure to catch a Capital 4th hosted by Alfonso Ribeiro on your local PBS station. God, what a nad. Nothing beats fireworks on TV. But what about Saturday the 5th?
Yes.
So glad you asked. This Saturday, July 5th, is the return of the TMOS Cocktail Party, our quarterly fundraising swinging soiree. It's loose and fun, and all your favorite TMOSers will be there, including the guy that's got not only fireworks, but the bun driller. Of hot dogs.
I forgot about Bun Driller.
Also got some Roman candles.
Oh, there
Ready
it is.
Go.
Did you buy those when you were in Rome?
Enjoy literal bombs bursting in air with your favorite firebug, Josh Soroka. You can get in touch with the fun by participating in the super chat.
Yeah.
And if we get a super donation on the show, we might be visited by Fire Marshal Bill. Make an early donation now at MikeOMaraShow.com in the Blow Josh's Fingers Off Fund. This Saturday, come on in and BYOB. This only happens. Yes, Josh.
I'd like some early donations so I know how many fireworks to buy.
Yes, and how much gauze.
Gauze and a big bucket of ice to take to the ER after the show's over. This only happens 4 times a year, so we want to see your face in the place. We start when? 8:30? Is that when
yes.
we're starting Saturday?
8:30 sharp Eastern.
Yeah. Head to the TMOS cocktail party this Saturday, July 5th. Make sure you are there. Happy 249th birthday, America. You're a grand old lady, and I love you.
It occurred to me when I was doing the math that I hadn't thought of the fact that next 4th of July is going to be 250 years And I can remember the bicentennial. It seems not that long ago.
Yes.
I wonder if it's going to be a big deal with the big 250 deal.
Speaking of America.
If we're still a nation, that is.
Speaking of America, can I get something off my chest?
I wish you would.
I'll take all the crap that people want to give me for my left-leaning politics.
Mm-hmm.
But the one debate I refuse to be saddled with, don't saddle me with your men playing women's sports debate, a-holes. Not going there, all
good
right?
For you, Mike.
Not
stay
going
above
there.
The fray. Yeah.
Not. And I'll tell you, the people love to blame the people on the left and say, oh, yeah, I suppose for you, it's okay for a big, hairy man with a penis to play women's sports. F you and your families too. No, it's not. I've never said it is. I don't. That's not how I think. 80% of all Americans say that is not right. If you saw a big, hairy dude playing women's sports,
Mike,
we wouldn't like it either. What?
Have you looked at the numbers for the LPGA?
The LPGA. What?
Is that the Spanish Golf League?
No. Like you think, no, I'm too old for it, Josh. I'm too old for it.
Don't they have a senior circuit?
I don't think they do. They might. They might have a senior circuit.
You know who would be on it? Julie Inkster.
You know, though, even if there was a ladies' senior circuit, and even if I could, you know, somehow qualify for a tournament, I just know I'd be on the third or fourth hole, and my wife would call.
Yeah,
and it would be game, set, and match. It would be over. Now, just wanted to say,
toss the phone to Nancy Lopez and ask her to take care of it.
Hey, excuse me, Julie Inkster, could you come over here? All right, so Nancy Lopez, Julie Inkster.
I'm out.
God, the Swedish lady. The Swedish lady. Oh, come
Rula
on.
Rulenska?
No, not her. Not Seika. That's a porn star.
That is.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, this
it's
actually.
Like one of the most successful female golfers of all time.
This strikes close to Mike.
Annika Sorenstam.
That's, oh.
Booyah.
Very good. Very,
there
very
it is.
Good.
There
but
it is.
Mike got a scholarship to AU for field hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So he understands about the sports.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
did you feel left out when you were playing field hockey with all the other girls at AU?
I felt unnoticed. You know what I felt, Rob? I felt invisible.
Yes.
Josh, I'm going to ask you this. Don't you think,
okay.
really, if you're talking about the strategy being paint everybody on the left as too soft and just, you know, diversity being the worst thing in the world, isn't that a perfect argument? With the minuscule number of cases, isn't that the perfect argument to throw a dart into the left's ass with so that we can be saddled with that cumbersome argument? And I am not in any way prepared to argue that point. I'm not. Do I believe in inclusion? 1,000%.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I do believe in it. Do I believe in diversity? I believe in diversity. Do I believe in live and let live? Yes, I do. When it comes to sports, get out of here and don't try to label me. I won't accept it from you.
Do you
I
have
think sometimes
feelings?
The extremes that are like the 1%.
Yes.
Ruin step up and try to get so much attention that they ruin the other 99%.
I think that is absolutely true, and I get it, though, because it's just there, and that's
how
the way
do you
we
feel,
all
Mike,
roll now.
I don't know if you've seen it lately, but The Price is Right now has male models. They have for years. Do you have a feeling about that?
Well, The Price is Right models are not trying to hit a ball or do a hammer throw.
You're right.
At least not on the most recent episodes. You know
but
what I'm more
the
concerned?
What?
I'm more concerned about the sartorial abilities of Mr. Drew Carey.
They are suspect at best.
I have no idea. And Josh, if you could, since we're on this topic.
Yes.
And since the trailer for Department Q even had a reference to The Price is Right.
That's right.
Game shows are fine. I just believe that Drew Carey was left to his own devices for his wardrobe. Bob Barker, God, is he
Oh,
dead?
Yeah.
He's dead, right?
Yes, he is. Still, yes, he did.
He died
at 99. That's
he
right.
He died at 99. God rest his soul. Bob Barker, sartorial splendor.
Beautiful.
Was absolutely. I wouldn't call. That's not the word I would use. But he
stunning.
He dressed well.
He did. He looked sharp as a tack.
And I believe when it comes to men's clothing, it's a timeless style that I look for. Mm-hmm. Where Drew Carey will come out, he will have like a patterned shirt with a patterned suit, and then like tennis sneakers.
Yeah, and the sneakers always look like they might have lifts in them. They've got big heels. And also the beard. No one wants Drew Carey with a beard.
Let's see if we've got a classic look here. Okay, there's a good example in the upper, the upper right.
This is a picture of a poster in Josh's bedroom. All the looks of Drew.
Now, that look in the upper right-hand corner is Drew when he one of his many weight loss moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's another great example. There it is. The small one's down in the lower left, and then directly above that. Right, not there. To the right. Now, like immediately to the left of that picture.
Oh, okay.
That one. There, and then down on the bottom. There he is.
Do you see, that looks like a guy who's trying to sneak into a luau. That jacket doesn't look any good.
Doesn't
at all.
That look like, excuse me, Mr. Carey, this restaurant requires a jacket. We have one in the coat closet that and there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
What is the deal?
Yeah, it looks like he wasn't planning to wear a jacket.
Yeah, Mike Huckabee had the same trouble when he wore a jacket when he was running for president. It always looked like it came from the maitre d'. It didn't fit. Yeah.
Yes. And there's even better right there. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that's his thing, whether he gets together, whether he thinks that's stylish. And then you go back to his original comedy photo, which is the black and white where, Drew was on there. And Drew, his opening stand-up on The Tonight Show.
One of the greatest debuts ever.
I look like the guy on the back of the Matchbook covers. That's the way he is. But as far as models on The Price is Right, men, women, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Bring it on. Characters, a trans character in Squid Game. Bring it on. More the merrier. Please. Thank you very much. But just don't get me on the fairness issue of high-level competitive sports. I'm not going to be dragged into that one. It's too easy. It's easy pickings. It's lazy. Mm-hmm. It's oversimplified. There's no nuance to it. And I think when it comes to sports, there are lots of shades of difference in sporting events. That's the way
then,
it goes. So.
Then why does it continue?
Because the right, all of your friends in MAGA empire, what they want to do is they want to keep that alive because it paints us as, as soft, silly, everybody gets a trophy, give everything away, that's it, and we ignore the fact
that... Then why aren't your people speaking out and saying,
what am I doing right now?
Mike is speaking out, and I love that he's putting himself above it. He's just not going to do it.
There are plenty of things we can argue about, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of things we can argue about, and by the way, I think my interpretation of the big, beautiful bill that is about to be passed by Congress is that it is just loaded with jargon that diminishes the simplified facts that the Richie Riches are getting the best deal. They are. Mm-hmm. Nobody's surprised by that. Everybody knows that was going to happen. That's the way they roll. That's the way, take Medicaid away, no problem. You're going to get, hey, billionaire boy, you're going to get your tax cut. So
I got
that's
a,
it.
I
that's
got
obvious.
A summary of the big, beautiful bill. It also gets Kanye out of, Diddy out of jail by Christmas.
Yes.
That's all part of it. And they're thinking
forward.
The
rich get richer, Rob Spiewak.
Exactly. And the podcasters keep providing content.
That's right.
That's what we do.
The rich get richer. And then some of us go rooms to go after a wonderful radio career and get furniture that he pays for 55 months. I'm pathetic. I am pathetic.
By furniture that is mostly made of cardboard.
Before we
has
proceed.
Some metal in it.
Yes,
right.
Yes, metal. Before we proceed, I really, really wish you could smell me right now. I rolled over to Target earlier this week because I had gone through my wonderful, wonderful DOD rant. Mm. I smell bright, fresh, and robust, just like Italian bergamot. I do. That's thanks to Cremo. I got my new Cremo, did it just this past week. Got the last one on the shelf at Target.
Isn't that the greatest feeling?
Oh, it was. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink. Cremo, deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Cremo products are all barber grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. When they brought this to me, I was excited because I think it's great when new companies come around the corner. And as soon as I tried Cremo, I was hooked. I've used it ever since. Elevate your deodorant experience with Cremo's two latest signature scents, Italian Bergamot. That's the fave that I use. Mm-hmm. And Palo Santo. That's deeper, smokier, refined. They're both great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself. Your scent makes an unforgettable impression every time. At least that's what the ladies say to me.
Yes.
Make the right impression with Cremo. I'm trying to be serious here. Shut up, Mike. Shut up. No, you shut up.
It's a silly show, Mike.
Head to Target or Target.com, just like I did, to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian Bergamot and Palo Santo scents. Once again, that's Target, Target, or Target.com. And are we on the beautiful video?
Oh, yeah.
Mike,
Jerry time.
You asked yesterday, Mike, for a WAVA jingle, and this is the top of the hour all-hit stager that I love very much.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? W-A-V-A. 4th of July, everybody. How are ya? Go to the beach.
T-M-R-S. Wilford Brimley.
Dead.
Dead. Very good in The Natural. A beloved actor, I believe. We always enjoyed his work in Cocoon. But he also did some work with, do you remember Bradley Whitford? I believe he was in The West Wing.
Yeah, I would have... Would you like to hear my Wilford Brimley from The Natural?
Yeah, please.
I would have paid money you wouldn't know that song.
You have to do it off mic, too.
My favorite line is, I believe it's something to the tune of, it's an Italian restaurant. Food's hard to pronounce, but it eats real good.
That's the old guy that played the assistant, like the bench coach. He was also featured as the sheriff in Misery. Mm-hmm. And a great actor, great character.
Am I guessing Richard Farnsworth? Is that right?
I think you might have nailed it. Yeah, wow, I think that was weird. Richard Farnsworth. Good call. Good call.
Anyway, so now that Wilford Brimley is dead, you find out more and more about him. And Bradley Whitford shared this story, and I found it absolutely fascinating. Unexpected, really.
Wilford Brimley asked if I wanted to go to a strip joint with him. I said, yes, I would. It turned out he was in a bit of a temporary relationship with one of the performers. Oh,
did he seem to know how to handle himself in that environment?
Yes.
At home?
But I Googled him before I came today, and his... only sort of advocacy he did in his life, his way of sort of giving back, was in defense of cockfighting.
Oh, wow.
He was deeply invested in
cockfighting.
Oh,
so I guess if there's not a cockfight in town, he grabs a co-star and goes to a strip joint.
I don't think he was a popular guy.
No, I don't get it a lot. I don't get that a lot.
Well, by the way, my friend Colonel Michael Colburn, I think it was Wilford Brimley that he worked with. Wilford Brimley was not the easiest guy to deal with.
Crankiest guest ever on Ferguson, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. 100%.
This I found fascinating and something I'd never heard before. Al Capone, it doesn't seem like this would be the case, Al Capone lived long enough to leave a recording of his voice in an interview. And I've never heard Al Capone's voice before. And I would like for you to hear it because it's not what I expected.
With $40 in my pocket, my son is now 12. I'm still married and I love my wife dearly. We had to make a living. I was younger than I am now and thought I needed more. I didn't believe in prohibiting people from getting the things they wanted. I thought prohibition was an unjust law, and I still do.
That's the way Al Capone actually sounded. I thought it was pretty wild. Do you have any tape of Al Capone, Mike?
I have multiple tapes. You want to hear one of them?
I would love to, yes. Please.
Did they eat the whole tray? Did they eat the whole tray?
That's the voice I would want him to say.
Oh, I see you got Monsignor Jughead over here. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to play with you. I don't understand how that's going. I wanted to make more money. That's what I wanted to do.
Is prohibition an unjust law?
Unjust law, and that's what I wanted to do. And I have syphilis, and I'm going to die.
Right?
And, man, I wish I was alive today so I could visit the alligator Alcatraz.
Oh, stop it, Alcatraz.
Well, he also enjoyed cockfighting.
Yes,
I bet he did.
Do you think that's legit? What Bradley Cooper,
I would
what's
love
his name, Bradley?
No, Bradley Whitford.
Whitford says about
I'd love
Brimley?
To think it is true. Wow, and you know what? Amazing. It's like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's true if you believe it to be true.
I believe it to be true. That was his one.
I mean, there's an article right here from 1998 talking about him fighting for the rights of cockfighters.
I love that Josh is there fact-checking the beautiful video.
My God. Wow.
It's so odd
yeah.
it is.
That I had so to see odd. If it was real.
And so dark, too, when you think about it, really.
Mike, that his best trait was strip clubs?
Well, that, no, did that he, did pretty, that's what he would choose
That's what he would
clause.
Really, yeah, I know.
Good Lord.
All right, this has got a little bit of a backstory, and I find it fascinating.
It says he traveled home to Utah and Arizona to watch fights.
To watch cockfights?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Wow.
The cockfighting scene was cut out of The Natural.
Yeah, well, you won't get any older and you won't ever die. I'm
hey,
going
you know
to the
what?
Cockfighting and then I'm going to a he place said, called the Lumberyard just outside of Iowa City, Iowa.
The quote here is, I'm trying to protect a lifestyle of freedom and choice for my grandchildren.
Freedom and choice. Brimley. Freedom to go and see one bird massacre another bird and then to take Bubbles out and Ginger out to the local strip joint.
Mr. Brimley?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Tractor Supply Company and bought little chickens?
No, but I did buy one time a Komodo dragon.
And
it was a really nice dragon. And then I took it home and I used to have baby goats in my backyard and I just set the dragon on them and that'd be a great afternoon of entertainment.
He was fighting against a law in Arizona that would be passed to have to euthanize the roosters. And he said, why euthanize them when you can set them down and let them do what they do best?
Let them do what they do best. Put little razor blades on their talons and have them chop each other to bits. You know, it's a blood sport.
It is a blood sport.
It's a wonderful blood sport, and it's a great way to spend an afternoon. Many times I'd go back to Arizona, and I'd watch a good cockfight and then spend my time at Mons Venus after that. You know, go out there and to the Gold Club. Man,
hey,
have a great time.
WB, are you a complicated man? You seem
I'm very, very complicated. I'm very complicated, and now that I'm dead, I'm even more. You tell Bradley Whitford that he can go suck a fat one. That's what I'm telling him, okay?
Isn't that what you told the ladies at your strip club?
Yeah, you want to see a fat one? I'm just like Oliver Reed. I got a tattoo under the end of my willy. There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This requires a little bit of a story, Mike, and I love this tape. Early in 1976, Queen released their amazing record, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever saw the movie about Queen, it was a totally in-studio created record. I mean, it has got studio magic in it. It would be really hard to do it live. Fast forward to the summer of 1976. Bohemian Rhapsody has been out 4 or 5 months. And there's a wedding band in the area of Baltimore, Maryland. They're called Sixpence. And in 1976, at a wedding, this six-piece band performed Bohemian Rhapsody while it was still a top 40 hit.
When was this?
1976.
And where was it?
In the Baltimore area.
Okay. I'm curious because I have no idea.
Okay.
We're talking about the same thing. Now, is it going to be a good one? Is it going to be a good version of it?
I think it's pretty good considering it's a small band. Yeah.
We had my brother-in-law, Paul, and I in Atlantic City doing a little gambling, rolling the bones, and took a break into a lounge, and they did Bohemian Rhapsody. This is a long time ago. I'm very curious.
Okay.
There are bands that can pull it off. Pretty spectacular.
And I was absolutely impressed thinking that this is 1976 at a wedding.
Not the same band.
Sorry, Sixpence.
Nah, no good.
I thought it was a gutsy attempt. I thought it was a gutsy attempt.
Rob, when we saw this lounge band do it in Atlantic City, I could not believe how well they did it.
Did they do samplers?
And they didn't wear tuxedos. That's
well, I mean, it was, Mike.
They did the Queen version. It was spectacular. Wow. And they had a lady in the band, too. It's fantastic.
It was Julie Engster.
No, it was diversity is what it was. It was inclusion, Rob.
Remember, Mike, that 40 years ago this very weekend, I'm sorry, this very month, was Live Aid. And another brief clip I want to play you today. This song was on the charts. And keep in mind, we're going to have clips all through this month showing what was on Live Aid. I love this. This is Simple Minds. Just amazing. And we'll go deeper, but keep in mind, yesterday we had classic David Bowie and still a band that played a chart hit. And the wild thing is that they only played one song because that's all they had. That's all they needed to play.
Is it a shirking of my responsibility to play that Queen set on the bonus show this week? Do you think we can get away with that where he comes out and does like Radio Gaga? I think that is just
I would love to. Cool. I think
the thing about Live Aid, when you see it, great audio for a live television show.
Yeah, they really did. It was
video,
like,
not caught up at that particular time, but great audio.
It seems to me it was like right about the same time that cable companies were allowing you to subscribe in stereo,
yeah,
but you had to use an FM tuner to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's such a great capture. But
it's really, really
we're
good.
Lucky. Let's close with this, Mike. You said earlier this is a silly show. It's not. It's a show that teaches people.
Okay.
And let's say you're a musician and you like Jell-O. Jell-O's great. My favorite flavor is black cherry. But if you are a trumpet player, what does it sound
Wait,
like?
Hold on. Why are you shaking your head, Josh?
Who has a favorite flavor, Jell-O? Do you have
he does.
Favorite?
He
you,
no,
Mike?
I don't.
It Jell-O
There's
all
always
tastes
room
the same.
For Jell-O.
It's all
no,
Jell-O.
It doesn't. No. Yellow Josh. Jell-O? That's Josh. Lemon.
Josh, you'll learn eventually. You're working with a sad little fat boy.
What flavor Jell-O did you say is your favorite?
Black cherry.
I didn't even know that's a flavor of Jell-O.
Well,
I thought
get your
it's
ass
green
to a grocery
or red
store.
Or yellow.
Go to the grocery store. They got all the flavors.
I want the black cherry, Mom. Yeah.
You know, Mike, there's a flavor for you. It's called Shut Up.
Okay, go ahead.
If you are a trumpet player and you have a pot of Jell-O or a pan of Jell-O or a bowl of Jell-O and you decide to play your trumpet into it.
Yes.
What must that sound like?
Oh, I can't wait.
And Mike, that's the way a trumpet sounds when you play it into Jell-O.
That was wonderful. Was it totally worth the wait? Maybe not, but it was certainly pleasant. It was pleasant.
I enjoyed it.
And
tomorrow I want all of my friends to choose a flavor of Jell-O that's their favorite.
I think
you know what's good is you can put vodka in Jell-O too.
Hey, Jell-O shots.
They're fun.
That's what we'll do on Saturday night too.
I was a hero at my block party when I showed up with Jell-O shots.
Oh,
I was beloved.
Yeah, you got to
grab the black cherry.
Black cherry Jell-O shots. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, share the episode. Smash that like button.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, subscribe to us, please. If you haven't subscribed, look, we know there are thousands of you that listen to this show every day. We never remind you, like every single other entity out there,
right,
to subscribe to the program, like it, and just help us out that way. I mean, really, we forget.
Everyone should subscribe to the show and subscribe to our belief set.
That's it, which really closely matches Wilford Brimley. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine.
Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.